the Bible stories or something.
Oh, I remember one time in the Sunday school class when that Madeline O'Hare was doing so much, you know. And I know that we had a man teaching the class. He was such a good teacher. And he said, what do you people think about that, taking the Bible reading and the prayer out of school? I said, well, I know one thing. If I were still teaching school, I'm sure I'd break the law.
Oh, really? So you were honest about it.
And I would have. I think that's part of their training. Oh, we had, I remember one year that I talked, I don't want to talk too much.
No, that's fine.
One year that we were, school hadn't been going on, well, it was the first month of school. And you know that front room got awful hot. I think they have air conditioning now.
I think they all do.
I'm so glad for them.
Sure.
But they didn't have it then.
Yeah.
And we would go in after school. And you know, it takes all that first month for 6-year-olds to adjust to being in a school room,
mm-hmm.
and sitting in a seat and doing the things that they have to learn to do. So I knew they were tired after lunch, and so I would eat, and for a while I let them lay their heads on their desk and rest. And then I thought, well, I'll just let them lie down on the floor. So I let them bring a towel or a rug or whatever. And there was one little boy that was late in starting that year, but they would bring their towels or rugs, and they would lay them down on the floor, and then they'd lay down some of them and take a nap.
Oh, really?
Which was good.
Great.
And this little boy, I can see him till yet. He's sitting on the front seat, and he sat there, and he watched what all was going on in the room. You know, they were all getting ready to rest, and he didn't have his rug or towel. And, well, he hadn't been there but a day or two. He was sort of like... It was really a breaking in for him, too. And he said, at last, he said, oh, I can tell you one thing. I'm not doing that. I said, oh, you don't think you want to lie down and rest? No, ma'am. I says, well, how about, suppose you just lay your head on your desk and rest a few minutes while they lay on the floor. Well, he didn't want to, but he reluctantly did. And oh, he just thought that was just something terrible. But it wasn't but a few days, so he comes with his towel.
Oh.
Or rug.
Well, that is nice.
And he couldn't wait for that period after that.
Period.
And he turned out to be one of the sweetest little boys.
Really?
And he never gave me a bit of trouble. He just learned so well.
Well, did you have to discipline yourself, or did you send him to the principal?
Oh, not often. You didn't have to send the first grader to the principal. I have one or two. But it was just because they were children that... persisted, you know, in doing what they shouldn't do.
That you do.
But I can generally take care of.
Did the parents cooperate with you?
Very well, yes,
they
did.
Always,
wonderfully well. Down South Portsmouth.
South Portsmouth.
Yes, they did.
That was kind of a close school, wasn't
it? That was a good school,
yes,
yeah. I always felt good about my teaching years there.
That's true. It was always the closest. Even the janitors wasn't there. Or what I would call a janitor, not what they call them now.
Oh, what do they call them now? Some sort of an engineer, isn't it?
Well, they've given them a fancy name, but they were still almost part of the...
They were just part of the faculty, yes, sir.
They were.
They weren't looked down on.
No, I think Matt Hansen was when I was...
Oh, he was really wonderful. And Matt was just as interested in the children
That's true.
As the teachers were, almost.
And I doubt that happening now. I doubt it.
I doubt it very much. I don't know who's principal. Who is janitor?
I don't know down there. Uh-huh. I think Mr. Coons, maybe.
Oh, really?
I believe so.
This one that drives
the bus? Yes, I believe so.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't even thought
I
about
believe you. That is. I'm not positive, but mm-hmm. now I believe so.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, I'll tell you right now, Matt was just as interested in the kids, and they just loved him to
they
death.
They did, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
Yes. That was, but they were, yes. That was true.
There's been lots of nice teachers down there, and superintendents, too, I think. I enjoyed working under Mr. Meade.
Yes.
And he was, of course, the last one that I had, and I was under him more of the years than any other.
Mm-hmm. Let's, since we're gone this tape, let's just go back. And how, when girls and boys started dating, like when you started dating Mr. McMillan, did your mother approve, or did you always have to have someone with you?
Oh,
or not?
Not with him, because we was both old enough to know what was going
on.
Uh-huh, but yeah, as a young girl, my sister and I, well, there was just 2 years between us, and all of our brothers, of course, were older, and we didn't go places without one of the boys went with us. No,
I'm just wondering.
No, we didn't stay out all night either. We had to be home I expect 9 o'clock or 10.
You was home, huh?
We better be.
Did religion play a large part in your life as a child, or was it after you were married that you...
No, as a child, yes.
As a child.
I can remember when I was just a very little girl, I was interested in religion, and I was 14 years old when I went into the church, and my brother and my sister and I, at the same time.
Well, you've seen a lot of changes in him.
Oh, my, yes. Well, now, that's another thing, Sue. At that time, I thought anything that a minister said, that was just absolutely right. Now, there couldn't mm-hmm. be nothing wrong about it. And
can't always do that now, can mm-hmm. we? It's true. You got to weigh it just a little bit now, don't you?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. And some of it is so far away from what you believe
mm-hmm.
that you don't even... You just don't even believe all
mm-hmm.
of it.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That is true.
It's just much different.
Did you have any tragedies in your neighborhood or anything like that? Any places when you was growing up that was...
Well...
Someone got shot. Killed.
Well, you know, back in the years when I was young, if there was a death in the community, everybody was affected by it. They were sorry about it, didn't they? They had so much respect, and everybody was concerned.
Mm.
And now it's just, of course, there's a reason, I guess, for that, the fact that there's so many people now, so many more people mm-hmm. than were then. But in small communities that I lived in, everybody was important.
Yes.
In that community.
Okay, they did have them in the home, too, then, didn't
oh,
they?
Oh, yes.
They set up with them?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And they if they were sick, they were sick at home, too. Mm-hmm. In bed, maybe for months or maybe longer, and they died there and were taken care of there.
And then they brought the body back to the home.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But it's a tragedy, I can't tell. I can't think of any. Yeah, me and Dan, but I can't think of.
So really, your family was more of a school teaching family, wasn't it? Your brothers?
Yes, it really was.
That's great.
Three brothers, and my sister taught, and I taught, and mother did a little bit before she was married.
Oh, did she?
Not long.
What was your mother's name? What was her maiden name?
Holderby.
Holderby.
You never don't hear that name.
No. Now, where was she from, too?
Her family was from, I guess it would be Wolf County, down around Hazel Green and Frenchburg and down in there. But then her mother died during the war. At the age of 48, and then they had slaves, you know. There was one old colored lady, Charlotte was her name, and she took care of these children for a long time.
Really?
And then they were taken to, of course, Grandfather was in the army at that time, and they were taken to McGuffin County, and they were raised by the relatives, you know.
Well.
And, of course, they didn't all stay together.
Mm-hmm.
They was in different homes.
Well.
Now, my mother, her oldest sister, married Dr. Will May. Her name was Frances Holderby. And so mother was the youngest girl, and she lived with Aunt Fanny, we called her Aunt Fanny and Uncle Will. And then she married Uncle Will's brother.
Well.
My father and mother married her sister.
Sister's married brother?
Sister's married brothers.
Well, that's unusual too. It happens, yes. Well, that was something. And tell us something we haven't discussed. Your husband on the boats, how many years was he on?
15, I believe it was 15 years.
15. Of course, I don't know that much about boats, so.
12 or 15. He was pilot on the ferryboat here.
So he's probably seen a lot.
Do you remember an article in the paper about him?
You know, I didn't. I don't think it was in the Portsmouth paper, was it?
Yeah.
Was it in the Portsmouth paper?
Mm-hmm.
No, I didn't.
You don't
I'm sorry.
That.
No.
Well, that was a good write-up. That was, Sam did that, too.
That was when he was still working then over at Portsmouth Times, when Sam was still working for him.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Well, he was a good pilot then. There's a boat, one of the boats that he piloted.
Well.
He began work on the Chesapeake, which was owned by the Sino. When he was just a young boy. And then he worked on the Captain John and the Ironton and the... No, what's the name of that other one? It was in the Captain John City. Well, now that was in that piece last night. Or Sunday. I can't remember what the name of it was.
That's okay. So he did that until he retired? Or then he went on?
He went on to work the dam after he got off the boat, and he worked there until the big dam was completed, and that done away with his job at the old MC. And then, of course, they finally done away with the old dams. But he worked on there till then. And then... He could have taken another job, maybe at Gallipolis or somewhere, but it would have been less money, and it would have meant moving from here. So we were both getting to where we were thinking about the retirement time sometime. So we decided that it would be just as well to stay in our home, and... Then he worked over at the post office and the bank.
Oh, really?
He, just as he was, what they call him, a janitor's what it was, but I think they call it custodian.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to think of.
And, but I think they've got a better name than that for it.
Really?
They probably, some sort of an engineer.
They probably have it now.
Some sort of an engineer. That's like that. What is they call housewives, man?
It's something. But
you lower yourself terribly if you say you're a housewife.
That's terrible, isn't it?
It is.
That's terrible.
Oh, my goodness. Where they get all these ideas, I don't know.
I don't know either. But
he did. He worked at the... And he worked off his Social Security. He'd been working under... I never can think of that department of the government.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, for the government, he had been working. And it, Social Security was, retirement was included, but not Social Security. So he, during that time, he worked over there and worked off his Social Security.
Okay, now when you all moved here, was there only the one funeral home? Or was there both funeral homes at that time?
Well, Carl Morton's father had one down there at the, as I remember, down at the foot of Stoner Hill. Do you know where Stoner Hill is? That's where Morton's
old.
Yeah. That was it. And then Robinson. Oh, that was long, about 30s or late 20s. That poor Essien, he did so much for this neighborhood. And the people let him down so much.
That's sad.
Yes, it is. But he tried so hard to bring it back, you know. And that's when he started that one over there. And his son, I think, was to run it. And he died, you know.
Well...
But SM, oh my goodness, he carried people through to all. He
wonder why people didn't really appreciate what he really did.
Well, it was in the past, and who can collect when we...
Well, yeah, that's true.
That's a terrible way to
it
think
is,
of it.
It is, isn't it?
The debt that's was true. Just as great as it was when they made
that's
it.
That's right. That's true.
Yeah. But they certainly did him... awful.
That's true. That's true.
He's a good man. And he was certainly lived for his community. He spent his whole life as trying to do good for
do
his
good.
Community.
That's true. I think he attended y'all's church, didn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Y'all got a new ramp up there, too, haven't you?
Oh, yes. That's real nice. Yeah. The only thing we need now is a light there, or where it changes. I think, I've never said that or heard anybody else say it, but we
but
do.
But you do need light there.
But, oh, it's so much better than it was.
I saw the picture. I haven't been that way, but I did see the picture.
Oh, it's real nice.
Well, it's nice y'all being the first one to have it.
Well, yeah, it is the first one, isn't it?
So.
Where do you go to?
When I go over here at the Church of God across McKinnon's.
Yeah, they have a great attendance there.
But now my parents were Frugal Baptists, so I cling more Baptist. It's still in the back of my mind. Like when you're a child.
Once a Baptist, never.
Those things, I go and I said, I really shouldn't be that way. Sometimes I think when I say something, I go, and I shouldn't. But
that's like Annelle, you know, when she married Cliff, well, he was Presbyterian, so she became a Presbyterian. But I think
still
she's still a Methodist.
You still have those thoughts, what you believe. That's true.
Yeah, I think she's still, although she is disappointed in the Methodist Church because of the, what we were talking about a while ago, it's just not the same. I don't think that's the only denomination, though, that's like that.
No, I'm sure
it
isn't.
I think they're all like that. I think people are just sort of falling away from the...
That's true.
The, their church doctrine, and it used to mean an awful lot.
It's true.
Don't mean that much.
You just don't have that much respect or something sometimes for things that but we used to.
No. It doesn't seem.
I guess maybe a few have spoiled the rest of the good ones, maybe.
Well, there's a lot of things that have caused it. I think the fact that the automobile is one of them, and there's another
yes,
one.
Yes, the TV is true.
And the sports, the golf courses.
It's true.
The ball diamonds and all of these things.
It takes up the time when they should have a family.
And it's a lot to, some of them much prefer to go to those places than they need to go to church.
That's true.
I don't know whether, I just really don't know whether, I guess maybe people are coming back more. I guess they are. I just really don't know. Hardly how to think about it.
Well, I was.
There's so many more people than there ever was before.
Yes. I'm amazed at the collections they take up.
Now, that is one place where they're doing well.
Yes. It just amazes me that on a Sunday there can be over $1,000 taken up, you know.
I know.
It does. It just.
Yeah. Well, it does certainly show. Well, now there's two ways to look at that, too. Of course, we are required by the Bible to give a tenth of our
I was discussing income. This with your minister yesterday, Mr. Reverend Johnson. And I of course, I disagreed. I said, well, I want my food and my children to have shoes first. And he says, well, if you give that 10%, your children
will. They'll have
them. Yeah, that's what he was trying to explain.
That is for sure.
But I have a tendency, I want to argue with him.
He's an awfully nice person.
Uh-huh, he is.
I think he is. Mm-hmm. But the tithe money, that's one thing. And then what we have to give to the government, that's
true.
That's another reason.
That's true. That's true.
Now, if we give our tithes, well, we won't be found wanting for anything else.
Yeah.
I have proven that out many times.
Everyone says so.
Yeah. You can't outgive God.
That's what they say. But, how has Greenup County changed? Do you know anything about politics? Was you ever in politics?
No, I'm not a politician.
Well, me, not that much either, so I really don't either. But I think it's interesting.
It is interesting.
It's a shame we don't know some tall tales.
We ought to know more about politics.
Yes, but no, we don't.
No.
I don't now.
I don't either.
Did you watch the convention then?
Oh, yes. I did watch that. I was talking with Aunt Elle yesterday. We were talking about, I don't know who you favor and who you don't.
Yeah, does it make any difference?
You
almost tossed a coin now.
It's a hard choice. Teddy Kennedy. Mm-hmm. Now, he got up and made that tremendous
speech.
That's
true. Who wrote it for him?
I don't know. But it was a good speech.
It was.
It's the best speech he ever did or ever will make.
It's true.
But you know something? That night, that last night when he was supposed to go up on the podium with Carter, his little boy act undone everything that he said in that speech when he went up there and stayed about 5 minutes. And he did shake hands. You know what
this
he
was rudeness.
You know what he reminded me of? A little boy that had done something and mother said, "Now, you've got to go and apologize." He walked up there and shook hands like the country expected him to do that much, but that was it.
Yeah.
And by his childish act, he undone everything that he'd said in that
old
big
speech. That's true. Everyone talked about that speech, yes.
Oh, that was true.
But did you hear the Republican man? And it's awful to say, but I don't remember his name, but he was fantastic.
Oh, the vice president?
No. He was a congressman.
Oh, yeah.
And he was a minister, and he talked 40 minutes without any notes.
I remember him. Now, listen,
great.
Kennedy didn't have a thing on that.
No.
He really didn't.
No, that's true. But now Kennedy did have, but this, I don't, that's awful that we can't give this man credit on the Republican side, too.
Yes, sir.
But I don't remember his name, but I know that they, that chancellor, the newsman, did talk to him afterwards.
Yeah.
And he was a minister.
Was it? It wasn't one of the candidates.
No, this was on the Republicans.
Was it the?
It was the Republican Party.
It wasn't. Oh, the Republican.
Mm-hmm.
No, I didn't hear much of
it. Oh, it was. This man was fantastic.
No, I didn't hear him because I'll tell you that much. I was either in the hospital. I
it's
was
possible.
In the hospital.
Yes,
I was in the hospital, and I didn't hear.
Oh,
that.
He was no. As far as a speaker, he was.
Well, I'll tell you something else on this Democratic was Martin Luther King's Father's Prayer.
No, I didn't.
Did you hear
no,
that?
I didn't.
Oh, you really missed something there.
That was.
He said more in a few words than
oh, really?
A lot of those men said in a whole 45 minutes.
No kidding. No, I didn't hear that. I sure didn't.
He was just great. He must be a wonderful man.
Man, mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I'm a great admirer of the vice president,
Mondale. Mm-hmm.
Walter Mondale. But I tell you, I just haven't got a thing for this throwing brickbats at each other. Now,
no.
I don't like that.
No.
And they can tear themselves right completely up with me
mm-hmm.
by just doing that.
That's
and
true.
And he didn't. Now, I don't know what to think about Ronald Reagan. I don't know what kind of a president he'd make.
No.
Nobody else does.
No.
But I did not admire Mondale for getting up there and saying all the things he said about
that's
Reagan.
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
He didn't have to say
no.
He called his name at least 50 times.
Oh, did he? No, I didn't hear that either.
Oh.
No, I don't like that either.
His speech was good.
Uh-huh.
If he had just left that out. But when they... Now, I can't see the necessity of that kind of talking.
Talking. It's true. But I said really and truly, I think Jimmy Carter, everyone says, you know, he probably is a good person. And he seems that way. You never know people when they're that high in office.
No.
You don't really. But I always had the impression that he really hadn't been around the big-time politicians enough to get what he wanted done.
Well, I think that, too. And I think, really and truly, I think he's too. Now, he may not be, this,
mm-hmm.
but I think that he's really a very honest,
mm-hmm.
truthful
yeah.
man. And that don't go in Washington.
No, you can't get anything done that way,
you
can you?
You really can't. Now, that's terrible.
You can't be honest and be in Washington.
And that's an awful thing.
That's awful.
I remember before the election, before he was, what's when he just started out as a candidate, I think, our superintendent preached for us one morning, and he had been to some sort of a convention down in, it's a lake down in North Carolina mm-hmm. that where we have a lot of meetings. And he was one of the speakers there. And this
mm-hmm.
man said that he hadn't thought very much about Jimmy Carter till he heard him. But when he got up to speak, he said, well, I don't guess too many of you know me, but he says, I'm Jimmy Carter, and number one, I'm a Christian.
Mm.
Number two, I'm a farmer. Number three, I'm a politician and a candidate. And he says in that order.
Mm-hmm.
And he put the Christian first, and then that
mm-hmm.
impressed me.
Yes, that's true.
It really did impress
well,
me.
Well, that's, yeah, you do. So you have to take them as that because you don't know, so you
well,
have
I think
to go it that way.
I think he's been as nearly a
mm-hmm.
Christian and really held on to it.
That's true.
As any man that
any of them.
That has ever been in there.
Mm-hmm.
Now that the night that did you hear him the night that he spoke about Billy what he'd done?
Yes.
Now he didn't
no.
Uphold him. He
no.
didn't try to deny anything. He just faced it mm-hmm. as it was.
And I'm sure that was hard for him.
Well, you know. But he says, I love Billy, mm-hmm. and Billy loves mm-hmm. me. We're so, close family.
And I'm sure those things, in any family, it would be hard to...
Oh, my life. To, and his son, Chip, I heard him, somebody interview him, and he says, what do you think of your Uncle Billy? Mm-hmm. He says, we love Uncle Billy, but he sure does embarrass us sometimes.
That's true. But we all, I guess, have... Would you have done something, would you like to have done something that you haven't done, that you didn't get done?
Well, if I were starting all over the, for my lifetime mm-hmm. vocation would be just what I did. I would love to, I would be a teacher.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's
only
great.
I'd try to be a better one.
Oh, I don't think that you could have been a better one. I think you were great. I sure do.
Oh, well.
I'm sure of that.
Thank you, Sue. I don't know whether I deserve that or not. Mm. But anyway, I'd like to... I'd like to have had a better education. I mean, gone farther. But it was harder to get an education than that was.
Yes.
Now, I didn't complete my degree. Mm-hmm. I had a lot of work on it.
Sure.
Another year, from my earliest memory, I can remember myself saying and thinking that I wanted to be... I don't know I ever heard the word kindergarten back then, but I wanted to be a kindergarten
teacher. Oh, really?
Yes. And through the years, that was the only thing that mattered to me that I wanted to do.
Yeah.
But there's some things that there are... I would have liked to have had... more training in art, too. I would have liked to have developed, if I had any talent for art.
You do have talent. So.
If I had any at all, I'd like to have had an opportunity to develop it than I have had.
I think we're going to have another out to the library. I think the showing that lasted a couple of days did better.
Oh, really?
I hope we have another. I hope y'all have another one.
Yeah, I guess that was,
So I think we ought to be proud that we have that club here in South Shore.
I don't think people really appreciate
it. They don't.
They just really don't know there is such thing.
I don't think so. I think maybe...
It is something to be appreciated.
I think we ought to get Sam Pye or somebody else on it and get a little bit more publicity.
I think so, too.
Really.
Get some of the paintings maybe put in the paper.
Yes. That's true, because there is talent.
And Mrs. Steelhurst, of course, she's not going to be with us too many years. Well, maybe none of us will.
Well, we never know that. But
that's
true.
But she's been a wonderful person in that. I guess she and I, I guess I was the first one that thought of it. And I just read this little thing in a little paper that somebody was printing here in South Shore. And it said that if anybody was interested in an art club to call, I don't know whether you remember John Stancic and his one. Well, he worked at the this plant up the road, and his wife was she's interested in art, and so I thought that sounded interesting, and I thought, well, it would be nice to have an art club. So I called Mrs. Steelhurst, and she and I got busy calling other people. And you know, before long we had organized.
Well, that is great. I didn't know how it got started.
We've got I have the scrapbook here.
That's great.
So right here is where we had a meeting, and I remember Mr. Harrington, I think it was, took our picture and said, this.
Really?
We have a real nice
isn't that nice?
Scrapbook.
That is nice.
Our club. And that was back in the 50s.
Was it?
I believe it. Wouldn't be that long.
Well, that is great. I often wondered how it did.
Maybe it don't go back to the 50s. Maybe 63 or something like that. No? Well, it could be. I don't. I have the date, but I don't know.
Who were some of the members and some that's dropped off and quit? And
Oh, we had a big bunch to start with, yes. We had, of course, there's Miss Sealhurst and myself and Annell and Colette. That was Mrs. Stanzik. Mm-hmm. And, let's see, Judy Sealhurst. And Ruth Stevenson wasn't in it. Ruth Houston. She wasn't in it right at the beginning, but she came into it later. Mm-hmm. And, I think they was close to 25 that met, a time or two. But
well,
of course,
that was big.
And then during the years, we've had class sessions, Mm-hmm. We got Mr. Rigsby from Ashland and this Mr. Orrin Nelson. He was the first one.
Hmm.
And different ones. And it's just amazing to think that it's held together. There's just about four or five
us
now.
And it's still holding
but
it.
But it's still in existence.
Sure. Well, that's great.
Yeah.
We'll close this. What advice would you give the young people which would help them to lead a better life, would you think? Since you was a teacher and you dealt with a lot of children, what's the best advice you could give a young person to?
Well, that's a pretty hard question because there's so much that you could say. But one thing is to be yourself. Don't try to follow the crowd. And because all the rest of them do something doesn't make it right for you to.
That's true.
And instead of going to places where things of the world are carried on, instead of going there, why go to your church and find your friends in your church.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I've always told my son, and he will bring it back to me sometimes when I said, well, why didn't you do so-and-so with someone? But I have always said, now God give you that brain, and you use it. And if you think that it's wrong, it is wrong. Don't do it.
That's right.
And
not because someone else does.
Mm-hmm. So we've always helped that way.
Well, you've really given him good advice there.
Yeah.
Yes.
But it is. And did you ever say to your daughter, or have you ever heard birds of a feather flock together? That was pounded in me.
That's one of my earliest memories.
Yes.
Birds of a feather flock together. I sure have heard that.
Yes, I have too. Well, Miss McMullen, I've really enjoyed this. Now, I don't know if we got on the front part of that tape where you were born and what year, did we? If we didn't, what?
We said it.
Okay, we said the year.
No.
Okay, where was you born? Well, let's do it over again.
Sayersville,
and what year?
1902. That puts me way up
there. And what was your mother and father's name?
My father was Lois Sanford May.
And
my mother was Emma Price Holderby May.
Oh, that's great. And we thank you.
I've enjoyed it too. Just talking. I like to talk.